Blog Talk Radio.
Yes,
Left field. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
If everything was all right, you know, you say, I know you're familiar with racing. It's a set and it's a track for racing. But some people try to do it on the highway and it causes problems. Wrecks,
there you go.
But, you know,
illegal.
Where the track is all smooth, you know, and you can get on down there as quick as you can. But it's preparation have been made for that.
Yeah.
But see, the problem is people try to do what they want to do. Ain't no preparation made for the situation they want to do it in. So that's why we get these warnings or we get these laws or we get things that will govern ourselves accordingly. And the Lord is so blessed and so beautiful how he gives all through these 66. It gives us these warnings and for us to take heed to these instructions that he left for us. And the problem is when we don't take heed, it's then consequences and suffering. Now, there's a good suffering for the sake of righteousness. That's a good suffering. But a lot of times, like you said before, we put ourselves in problems and circumstances.
That's my fault.
Disobedience. Maybe mind breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, man. Like you're walking away or something from your phone, I guess. It might be. I don't know.
Yeah, it's still there. Yes, sir. Yeah. You sound like you're in a tunnel a little bit.
It's like you walk away from your phone.
Okay.
I'm just sitting still. I'm sitting still. I'm not moving at all.
Yeah, I'm sitting still, too.
Okay, it might be. They don't run away, child, run away. Let's get into that realm. Persecution.
Yes, sir.
Persecution.
All right.
Until I take a stab in there. Look at the. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you for your awesome power that you give us every day. That you allow us to be here one more day, Lord. Give us another chance in the land of the living, Lord. And while we're here, Lord, we just want to thank you, Father God, for just letting us tarry here just another day in your presence, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to forgive us for any sins we have done, known and unknown sin. And Lord, if it's something that we don't know, Lord, reveal it to us so we can repent from him, Lord. And Lord, let us have a receptive spirit to your voice, Lord. Then we hear you, Father God. We say, Father God, forgive us. Oh, thank you, Father God, for your mercy. That we deserve justice, but mercy blocks what we deserve, Lord.
Yeah.
We thank you for it, Lord, and your grace and your mercy. Lord, we come right now, Father God, the most humble matter we know, asking you, Father God, to teach and preach this lesson, Lord. Guide us through the scriptures, Lord, that you let man write it down, inspired by you, Lord, and then we rightly divide it, Lord. If it's something there, Father God, to be eaten on, Lord, let us eat today, Lord. Let us eat off your word today and get full, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, in advance, Lord, for the lesson, Lord. We thank you for the ones who came out, the one who's seeking you, Lord. Not just for only on one day, but they try to seek you every day, Lord. And we thank you, Father God. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Remember the scripture, 1 Peter 3 and 13. We're going to back up, right? We're going to back up.
Sir.
3 and 13. And let's try to eat a little bit. And we're going to try to look at it when he said, do what's right and good. Verse 13 and 14. Look how I read. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of what is good? Help me, Holy Spirit. But if you suffer righteous sake, happy are ye. Help me, Holy Spirit. And be not of what? Afraid of the terror, neither of being troubled. If you seeking God, and you seeking God and trying to live with God, and trouble come your way, brothers and sisters, don't worry about it, because the scripture says, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, and them who are called by what? To his purpose. You're going to go through some things in life because you're trying to live for God. I want to tell you, hold on. Folks going to try to harm you. Hold on. folks gonna try to say you thank you too much. Hold on, because we know there's no one good but God. Help me, Holy Spirit. But with through God, through Jesus Christ, he can strengthen you in a time of need. That's why he tells us in Matthew 6:33, he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Prior to that scripture, he fed the birds, Reverend. He feeds us, because he knows the necessity of life that we need. He clothed us, Reverend. He allowed us to buy clothes to clothe ourselves. But he said, seek me first. Now, for all of that, don't seek other things, but seek me first, and I'll add all them things to you. While you're seeking God, you're going to go through some things. And when you're seeking him, know this here, Christ already went through first. He suffered for us so we can manifest this reward that we got in heaven. What is that reward? Being with him, Reverend. You're going to suffer some things as you follow with him. You're going to suffer for him, and you got to believe that when you go do something for his name's sake, you got to be somebody. It's going to sound crazy when you hear that in verse 14, be happy and be afraid of the terror of need to be in trouble. I'm telling you, if someone tell you to be happy because you're going through some things, you got to have a spiritual eye to understand this. Your heart got to be really prepared to understand me. You got trials and you happy. Anybody can thank God when it's going good, brother. But can you thank God when it's bad? Can you thank God when everything's like the weight of the world is on you? Persecution is coming from everywhere. We have to fight. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And sometimes when you fight, you got to hold on to your peace. What I mean by that, you got to hold on to your sanity, because somebody's natural mind won't understand why you thanking God in a time of trouble. How can you be suffering and still having believe in God? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. This is when you're building your maturity faith more, when you can believe in God when doing your adversities of life. What you think about that, Reverend? Have you ever thanked God when you was really at your low? Have you ever thanked God when you were at the lowest point of your life? That don't even sound right to someone in the natural, but when you're in the spirit, you know that all things work out for the good of those that love God and who are called by his purpose. It's going to work out. You're going to navigate through life with ups. You're going to navigate through life with downfall, because when you know God, you know that the cross that you bear, that you call yourself being a believer of Christ, you're going to suffer some things that the natural man can't take. But through God, they can know your circumstances and say, that, man, he's still going to work. He's still going to church. He's thanking God. I hear all that singing, and I know the zeal that this has to be from God, because the attitude that I'm seeing right now is right and good, because they're trying to make a commitment with this love. When you're making a commitment with this love, you see God more into that righteousness. Lord, I don't want you to move it. We used to play that song, Lord, don't move the mountain. Just give me the strength. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Have you need some strength? Have you ever been rejected on something and you need some restraint? We in that kind of time right now. This is why that next scripture is so imperative that you hear. He said, but sanctify, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man to ask you a reasonable, look at this, of hope that's in you and with meekness of fear. We should take salvation serious. Help me, Holy Spirit. The hope we have in Christ, people should know without a doubt that he lives within you. And you should be able to speak salvation to someone. not and say you're a preacher, but you should be able to be fruitful to tell somebody that God has saved you. God has changed your life, and be not in fear what men might say about it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Knowing that when you have God in you, you have an answer to tell them about Jesus. As a believer, everyone should have a secure in their heart to say, I know that God is within me. I feel him. I'm focusing on him right now. What I mean by that, that don't mean I'm not going to make no mistakes. That don't mean that I might not fall, but that means that my salvation is in Christ. My salvation is not into no automobile, no house, no job. It's in Christ, because that stuff's going to wither away. But if I keep my faith in my salvation in Christ, the promise is this: I will receive in my heart that I don't have to worry about no one moving it out of my heart, because I've been delivered. Help me, Holy Spirit. Once you've been delivered from Christ, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Once you've been truly delivered from Christ, you don't have to worry about no one changing that. You don't want to give nobody that much over your life to define you where you're going to be. What you're going to tell them, God have died for. God allowed his son. What you say, God died for you? Yes, he came down through 42 generations and took up on death. Took death in his hand. So you can say right now, you might be threatened and people might suffer some things that you're going through because of him. It's going to be worth it after a while, because you know that Jesus died for you. He took death and took the sting away from it. And he gave the death no victory, because he rose, just like he said, on the third day. I want to tell you this morning, trust in God. Trust in him right this evening, because you might be the only one in your circle to trust him. Watch this, Reverend. I love this. I don't know if you went off somewhere, but I love one of my favorite scriptures, and I like to hang my hat on it, because he gave it to us a little while back. He said, fear none of those things. He said, over here in Revelation 2 and 10, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall be cast of some of you in prison, that you might be tried. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, you shall have tribulation 10 days, but be thou faithful unto death. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and I will give thee a crown of life. I don't know where you're in your faith, but you're going to have to know this here. Trials is coming. Tribulation is going to happen, but be faithful unto death. Don't be wavy because it gets heavy. Don't be wavy because it's not going to always be in your favor, because your reward is not here. You have a crown waiting for you. You have a crown already, have your name on it, but you're going to go through some things because God's going to allow it to happen. Somebody said, why would he allow it to happen? Because I'm going to tell you something. It's a choice that you got to choose one day. And you got to make that choice and hold on to it. Oh, that Ecclesiastes, it tells us the race is not given to the strong or nor to the strength. It's given to the one who endure to the end. That means you're going to have some good days and you're going to have some bad days. And you're going, my brothers and sisters, you got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You cannot remove your hands out of it when it's good. Oh, heaven. You got to hold your hands in it when it's good and bad. Hey, somebody say, I'm good enough. I don't need them right now. You better keep your hands there. Because the devil, as soon as he finds out, you just walked away a little bit. He's going to come like a local fire. If you walk in this earth and you don't have no trials and no tribulations, I beg the difference if you really walking with God. Because if you walk with God, he's going to try you more and more in each and every day. He don't get tired of losing. He gets right back up. Just like we should get right back up when we fall. Get right back and say, Lord, give me strength. Give me strength so I can keep on going. And then when there's a time to answer to the man, you have the Lord in your heart, you can be able to tell him or her about your hope. And it is in here. He said, have a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. They're going to talk about you and I. They're going to talk about us. What we try to call, they use old holy rollies. Those sanctified saints over there. Look at them over there, this and that. They're going to try to make your good be wrong. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. Don't let your good be spoke of evil. Even though they're going to try to make it look wrong, you can make them take it back. How you make them take it back? Not physically. You can live with peace. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. You can have peace in the midst of a storm. You can have peace in the midst of all the things around you, like a whirlwind, like everything just seems to fall away and blow away. You can have peace and tell them, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to let you suffer with me in this situation. I'm going to look at this thing through the eyes of God, because I know the same God, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. We still believe that, church. We still believe God can still come in and time like this here and give you something. But people want to turn us down because we love God, because we want to do God's will. You better believe this when I tell you this here. They don't mind telling you when you're wrong. But some of them, when they want to see you fall, they only keep you down. They want to keep pressing you. Don't be that one pressing someone down. Be that someone to lift someone up and show them God. God is here today, and he's moving. And he's moving, allowing us to have this free will. But he's moving because the adversary knows that his time is getting short. That's why our conversation in Christ has to be, when we say conversation, our walk should be. Not a guessing thing. Does someone know that you walk with God? They shouldn't have a guess that you walk with. You don't have to tell nobody I'm highly favored and full of the Holy Ghost. You don't have to tell nobody God's all over you, because if they know God, the Bible said, try the Spirit. By the Spirit, where it be unto God. Because let me tell you something. If the preach word is taught about Jesus, that is of God. If the preach word is not teaching and preaching of Christ, that is an anti-spirit, an anti-Christ. That is means someone is against Christ, and that is an enemy to God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So you're going to suffer. You and I are going to suffer and be falsely accused because of how we walk with Christ. But I want to tell you, for it is better. That's what the book says. But it is better if the will of God be so that you suffer for the will doing. Look here. Doing evil. I'm going to tell you something. Try to do good. Try to live holy. Try to walk with God. Even in your suffering, still try to do God's will, because people going to find evil while you're doing. That's just how people are. They're trying to assassinate Christ right now, but through us. But let me tell you something. He vindicated us a long time ago. You've been pardoned a long time ago. Jesus still has all power in his hand. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You can go to him in the morning. He's still good. You can go to him in the evening. He's still good. You can go to him late in the night. Wake up in the middle of the night. I just ask you this. It behoove you to just sit there when God wake you up in the middle of the night. Get up and get on your knees and pray. Because we live in a time that we're not praying enough. Pray to the Father. He might put a person on your mind. Pray for him. He might put your pastor on your mind. Pray for him. He might put a sister on your mind. Pray for her. He might put the task you might have to do in that day. Pray to God and watch God work it out for you. Watch God lie your suffering that you believe is a suffering is nothing to God. I want to ask you a question. Is it anything too hard for God? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Is it anything too hard to God? How much God allow you to suffer before you to say thank you? What God got to do to say to put you in a circumstance? He got to do like this here. Let good come your way, and you say thank you. Can you thank God for all your trials and your tribulation? Let me say this again. The suffering we're going through, my brothers and sisters, that we're going to have a reward later on. And we're going to say, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of God, because it starts there. You got to get somewhere with someone teaching God's word and not worrying about your feelings. You got to be somewhere with someone preaching to you and not worrying about your feelings, worrying about your spiritual man, because the flesh is going back to the dirt where it come from. But that spiritual man is going to the Father. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And you don't want to be in that line, Reverend. We don't want to be in that line. Then when you start reading out of that book, you know it's going to be two books, right? Can I say that?
Mm-hmm.
You really know it's going to be two books, right? There's going to be a book of life,
mm-hmm.
and there's going to be the books of works. Did you want to kind of go over there and look at that, what the book says about that now? That's easy to what he said about these books, because you best believe me, he's going to open them up and he's going to judge us out of them books. You don't want to be judged out of the book of works. You want to be judged out of what? The book of life. In the second death, the believer's not going to be judged. Can I just do that? This is going to be it right here for me. Revelation. Chapter, if you're there, let me know. Revelation. Chapter 20, verse number 12. Look what the scripture said now. Okay, I'm gonna read 5, 6, and 7. Then we're gonna come down to 12. Watch this here. I'm gonna read 20, 5, 6, and 7. Watch what it says. But the rest of the dead, he said, liveth not again until 1,000 years were finished. That is the first resurrection. He said, blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. He said, one such as the second death has no power, but that which is the what? Priest of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when these 1,000 years expire, Satan will be loose out of his prison. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, the reason why I read that earlier, some of us prefer that we leave in that first resurrection. We leave when Thessalonians said we will meet him in the air, the dead in Christ.
Right.
And if we remain and still living, we'll meet him in a twinkling of an eye. That's first one. But the second one don't come, that if you still remaining, you'll be walking with him 1,000 years. But what we want to tell you, you might have to take up that what? The mark. And not the mark of the beast, but we talking about the mark of Christ on you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because you might have your head in your arms. You might have your eyes in your hands. You might have your feet in your hands. What are you saying? See, because there are going to be some things you might have to sacrifice just to get in. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, because of the second death. Watch what it says right here in 20 and 12. He said, and I saw a dead, small and great, standing before God, and the book was open. And the other book was open, which was the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which was written in the book according to their works. See the book of life. We don't get judged. We already have overcame the judgment. Oh, yeah. When we accepted him and repented and said that he's Lord of life. So, but ones who did repent will be judged of their work, because they never did repent for me. Because that's why the work's been judged. Once you repent, God don't remember them sins anymore. He don't remember it anymore. So you in the book of life, you don't have to worry about being judged. Help me, Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. Did you call me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Did I break off? I'm on. Can you hear me? Hello, hello. Hello. Can you hear me? You can't hear me now? I'm on real. I'm looking right at it. I'm on. If anybody can hear me, text me. If anybody can hear me.
Back to hear you now.
Oh. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You coming through?
Okay. I don't know. Real said he couldn't hear me. Okay.
Yeah, it sound went out for a minute.
Yeah, okay. Did I go out, Minister Lewis? Ellis, I mean? Did I go out?
As far as I could tell, I didn't miss anything.
Okay, then. All right, then. Okay, Rip. It might be on your end, Rip. Let me make sure. I got to finish this up. Revelation 20 and 12. I saw a dead and small and great standing before God, and the book was open, and the other book was open, which is the book of life. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the dead were judged out of these things which were written in the book according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, which was in it. And the death and hell delivered up the dead, which was in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And the death and hell was cast in what? The lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the what? In the lake of fire. So no matter what your status is, no matter what you were and what are you, you're going to be judged, right? If you didn't repent in the second death. If you repent, if you leave this earth, believing, knowing that Jesus is what? Had been risen from the grave and sitting on the right hand of God, and you repent and been converted, you won't be judged in this lake of fire that he going to throw death and hell in. You'll be in the book of life, and you'll be on his right hand. Help me, Holy Spirit. The reason why I went there, because we are living in a time we don't know when God's going to come. We don't know how he's going to make it. So your suffering, like when you're talking about 3 Peter, it's going to pay off after a while. It's going to pay off so that you and I are going to be able to say, thank you, Lord. I'm glad that I healed it and I kept my hand in, and I see it wasn't just because I did everything right. It because it was the blood of Jesus. The blood. May God bless you and keep you always is my prayer. I don't know if you're still there. That's all I have right now.
Beautiful. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. Thank God. Thank God. I like that real. I like that real. Thank you, Jesus. I like that.
Beautiful.
I like that. As you were teaching, I thought about when you talk about the suffering, you know, we were always taught that in the scripture, Matthew 16 and 24, if you have to deny yourself and take up the cross and follow Christ. And you know, the suffering, it comes, but it's a glorious suffering, because he said his ears is open. In that verse 12, he said his ears is open. Open to us.
Open to us.
Yes, sir. It said, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. It said, to be righteous, you have to be doing right. And his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord are against them that do evil. And that right there will make y'all want to just do what's right. Thank you for this soul-searching lesson. Makes us concentrate on it. Make sure we're doing what thus said the Lord. That's what I got out of a lesson of, also encouraging. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. No, No two ways about it. If you do what, if we would just obey the word, the words that were taught today, just receive them in our hearts and obey them, and watch God bless. Watch God bless in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. We're at the moment, we're at the time of service. If you want prayer, we're here. Praise the Lord. You want to tell God, thank you for that wonderful lesson. We're here. Praise the Lord. You want to just say hello? We're here. We pray that something has been said or done. To just want to make you love on God a little bit more. You open, Red, 3608. Mail us, you open. Praise the Lord. You wanted to say something, you open. Praise the Lord. If not, I ask the Lord blessing upon us all in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We truly thank God for his goodness, for his grace, and for his wonderful word in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you for your goodness. We're so thankful of your mercy. Thank you, Lord, you how you blessed our hearts, ears to hear and receive what you have for us this day. Continue to be a blessing to us, Father. Continue to speak with us, Father God, that we may receive in our hearts and continue to show a world, a dying world, that we yet live in. But Jesus is yet not unto us. And the only thing we have to do is open up our hearts, praise the Lord, and receive the Lord. Let Christ be born in your heart this day in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the message and the messenger, all those that came and played a part and made this service to be just what you have it to be. Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for it all. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Something about these Calvary and blood songs. The only way we're going to make it, we got to keep this one. We got to stay right near the cross.
Oh,
the house.